Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is the International Black Summit talk show, and your host tonight is Glenn Greenidge and Henrietta. Henrietta will be joining us in a few minutes. But our topic for tonight is remembering the gift of life that we have all been given, the lives we have created for ourselves, and with that, what will you align for this new year? So share your plans for 2009 with the International Black Summit. It provides an opportunity for partnership to bring into being their vision for the black community and for the world. I'm actually going to start off by a couple of quick announcements. So I want to let you know that the registration fee for the early bird registration is $12. That ends 12/31, 2008. For $150 is deadline is coming up very quickly. So you can go to the website, which is www.blacksummit.org, and sign up at our website and be able to provide a discount. Normally it's $250, so you're saving $100 by early bird registration. So we encourage you to do that as well. For any groups that want to create a website, that want to create a summit community event, please go to our website and contact us and let us know what you'd like to do and what community that you're working with, and we've got a team that works on that specifically. Let me start by saying the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. December 28th, all over the world, 2008. And with that, I'm going to just share a couple things from a book called Ask and It Is Given. And it's by Esther and Jerry Hicks, and it's talking about the teachings of Abraham. And one of the things that it talks about that I thought was very practical, when you practice thought becomes a dominant thought. Whenever you have consistently focused upon a subject, causing a consistent vibration activation of it within you, it becomes a practice or dominant thought. And once that happens, things that match it will begin to manifest around your dominant thought. In the same way that that your earlier thought was joined by other thoughts that matched it, now things that match your dominant thought will begin to show up in your experience. Magazine articles, conversations with friends, personal observations, the attraction process will become very apparent. Once your focused attention has sufficiently activated a dominant vibration within you, things, wanted and unwanted, will begin to make their way into your personal space. It is the law. So those are some of the things that I wanted to share with you all tonight. And I'm going to start off by letting you know some of the things that I'm looking to do for 2009. So one of the things that I'm looking to do for 2009 is I'm actually launching a talk show that comes on Tuesday night as well. And the thing that I'm going to be doing on Tuesday night is I'm going to actually be having a conversation around investments in real estate. So that's the thing that I'm looking to do on Tuesday night starting January 12th, and that will be on the 2nd or the 4th, on the 4th Sundays. So this is all under the umbrella of the International Black Summit Network. We have the talk show that's occurring tonight, and we'll also have one on Tuesday night as well. So it's an opportunity for us to expand a little bit and go beyond outside the nine dots. Wanted to also let you know that tonight is about remembering the gift of life that we have all been given, the lives we have created for ourselves, and with what are you aligned with for this new year? So we also have a chat room set up. There's a couple people in the chat room I could see, and so certainly you can either call in or you could give us some responses, and we certainly will respond to that. But we're looking for folks to let us know. What are they up to? What are they looking to create for 2009? So with that, I wanted to actually share something else out of the book Ask and It Is Given, again by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And it's the chapter is about you are co-creating within a magnificent, diverse universe. And if you have the ability to imagine it or even think about it, this universe has the ability and the resources to deliver it fully onto you. For this universe is like a well-stocked kitchen with each ingredient imaginable at your disposal. And within every particle of this universe is that which is wanted and the lack of it. The perspective of abundance and the lack of it is the environment in which focus is possible, and focus activates the law of attraction. So, again, we're looking to see what people are interested in creating for themselves for the 2009. We actually have a lot to look forward to in terms of Barack Obama taking office and fulfillment of his legacy. He's already produced some things, and I'm sure that there are going to be lots of other things that are going to be occurring as well. So I'm pretty excited at what the outcome and the possibility of his administration will be and bring to us. And I'm also, you know, the other thing that I'm clear about is I'm clear that it's also going to be about what I bring to the party. So it's not just about what's being brought to the table, but I also have something to contribute as well. And so I'm looking for what it is that will have me deliver on having our world be a better place. And so one of the gifts last week on the International Black Summit Talk Radio, we talked a little bit about what our individual gifts are. And so one of the things that I was able to identify and look at was that my gift was specifically around being able to create complex situations and be able to distinguish them and to tell them in a way that broke it down simplistically. And so with that, I'm looking at, for 2009, what I'm looking to actually generate and create is something around, not something, but I'm actually looking to create a context of conversations around investments and real estate that are going to be empowering, that are going to deliver to people the essence of what it is to be wealthy. And I'm labeling it the Wealth Club, and I'll also put into place some training that I'm going to be bringing out to the various communities. I happen to live in New York City and in Queens, and so I'll be delivering some that information to the people of Queens specifically. So that's one of the things that I'm looking to do. I'm committed to it. You know, I'm committed to having that occur for myself and to occur for my community. We're going through a rezoning which is vital to our economic expansion. And one of the things that I'm clear about is the opportunity that our community is really about owning real estate. And that's one of the center stones of the ability for us to generate wealth and to keep wealth within our community. One of the things that always comes to mind when I talk about community, and of course, you know, when you're looking at Kwanzaa and what Kwanzaa brings to mind, there's also the conversation around community and unity in that conversation. But what comes to mind around community is the ability to own property in your community. And by being a property owner, you have the opportunity and the privilege of being able to provide and to dictate some of your economic growth. And so the economic growth happens to be something that that you're able to do. So that's part of what's available. And I wanted to read another short excerpt from the book Ask and It Is Given. And it actually is completely consistent with the conversation of what are you aligning with and what are you looking to have occur for yourself. And the subtitle is actually, if you're not expecting it, you're not allowing it. Remember, each emotion indicates how much energy you are summoning because of your desire and how much of that summoned energy you are allowing because of the predominant thoughts and beliefs that you currently hold relative to that desire. If you are feeling strong emotion, whether positive or negative, that means that your desire is powerfully focused and you are summoning a great deal of source energy toward your desire. When your strong emotions feel bad, like depression, fear, or anger, that means that you're offering resistance to your desire. When your strong emotion feels good, like passion, enthusiasm, expectation, or love, that means you're offering no resistance to your desire. So the source energy that you have summoned through your desire is not being challenged verbally by you, and you are currently allowing the unfolding of your desire. So what does that mean to me? That means that I have to be willing to go for it. I have to be willing to have it. I have to be willing to allow it to be in order to have it. So whatever I have going on about not having it, or I should have it or shouldn't have it, or is it good or is it bad, all that is blocking the energy. And so as we are looking towards the new year, people are going to be making New Year's resolutions and looking at different things that would be important to them. The opportunity is for us to look at, well, what is it that we're creating for the new year? What is it? What is that dominant thought that we're declaring for ourselves that's going to give our vibration energy? What does that mean? What does that look like? What is it that we're creating for ourselves? Again, the theme and context of tonight is remembering the gift of life that we have all been given. The lives we have created for ourselves, and what will you align this new year? So again, if you've got the context of this dominant thought, and the opportunity is to change that thought if you need to. So it's a dominant thought, and as the excerpt that I read earlier, you can change that dominant thought by practicing thoughts consistent with that dominant thought so that other thoughts are attracted to you through that dominant thought. Now, that dominant thought could be a new thought. So the opportunity is to have that thought be the backdrop or the context in which you give yourself and provide yourself that which you're looking to create for the new year. So let me use that as an example. So what do I mean by that? So my dominant thought is to be cash rich. So that means not worrying about any money problems, and having, but beyond that, not just that, but being willing to allow for that to flow. And to have unlimited wealth flowing towards me. And what is it that I'm going to have to resist or to allow for so that I can have that? Because this last section I talked about, if you're not expecting it, you are not allowing it. So I have to be willing to allow for it and to expect that it is there, and because it's part of my dominant thought. So my dominant thought would now begin to bring things to me, bringing things, providing things to me, allowing things to come to me consistent with that dominant thought through my friends, through conversations, through various associations, articles that I'm reading in a magazine, television shows, you know, conversations that people are having around me that are able to pull in through that dominant thought. So through that dominant thought, I have access, but I have to also be willing to allow that access to manifest itself. So I have to be willing to have that flow, that cash flow come through me. And if I'm not allowing for that, as it says, if you're not expecting it, you're not allowing it. And so I have to be expecting it and be ready for it and owning it. You know, one of the things that we do with the International Black Summit is we look at what is it to be accountable for. Like, I have the life I have because I'm accountable and I've made choices, and those choices have made my life turn out the way it's turned out. Now, what does that mean? That means that I get to be responsible and accountable for what I've produced. And so the accountable and responsible has whatever shown up. However, the allowing part that we're talking about from this book as it is given, the allowing part is me taking a stand or standing for that cash flow to come through me. It is standing for the possibility of that occurring. Now, doesn't mean that I have to know how it's going to come to me or figure out what action I need to do to have it come to me, but that I'm standing for that occurring in a way very powerfully. So it has to do with owning that result, owning that I'm responsible and accountable for that result, and that I'm willing to allow for it. I'm willing to allow for that conversation or that access to that cash flow through that expectation, so that I can own it, that I can allow for it to happen, that I can be with it, that I don't have any negative aspects of it that are bouncing against that. So those are a couple things that I have going on. I see there's a couple of folks in the chat room. Certainly would love for you guys to call in if you'd like and talk. The number is 646-716-9827. Again, that's 646-716-9827. My name is Glenn Greenidge, and you're on International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio Show. And we're looking for the theme of today's show is remembering the gift of life that we have all been given, the lives we have created for ourselves, and with that, what will you align for this new year? So we're looking at what is it that you're interested in having occur for this year? How are you shaping that? And I just thought that Asking Is Given would be a good book to kind of formulate that conversation, especially for myself. Because one of the things that I am confronting for myself is the ownership of having it all, and what does it mean to own that and to allow for that and to be able to have that generated for myself. So, again, this is the International Black Summit. Our website is www.blacksummit.org. We have an annual event that occurs in August around the world. One of the things that we do is we actually look at specific questions, inquiries, subjects, or declarations over the year and discuss it. So, for example, I'll give you a couple of ideas of some of the questions and declarations that we've had over the years. In 1991, who am I in relation to the black community, and what is it to be black? That's what we were looking at, and so we looked at that for the whole year until 1992. In 1992, we looked at what must I transform within myself in order to transform the world. So that was another conversation inquiry that we were looking at. When we were in Nairobi, Kenya in 1996, we looked at what is it to just be. So we were very much in a conversation of, being and what is it to be. In 1997 in Johannesburg, we had a very long conversation called Given that noticing your trigger provides you access to some aspect of yourself that you have been unable or unwilling to be with, standing there, what access does your trigger provide for you for the fulfillment of the purpose of the International Black Summit? So that was, again, another conversation that we have been inquiring into over the period of a year through facilitators who facilitate the conversation. So the summit, and one of the things I want to mention here is that the summit is not that we have something to give you, but the summit is really an opportunity for you to get in touch with your gifts for the world. So the question for us tonight is actually very, very on point, and that is that remembering the gift of life that we have all been given. So, you know, as we look, we all have a unique and special gift that no one else has. And we have the opportunity to, you know, to keep that gift to ourselves or to give it away, contribute to the world. And I'm gonna take another excerpt. And I'm going to look for one that's appropriate for the context of the conversation that we're having tonight, which is remembering the gift of life that we have all been given. Great. This is a perfect one. And the caption, again, this is from Asking and Is Given, Esther and Jerry Hicks. Excuse me, I got a sneeze coming on. Excuse me. Your greatest gift to give is your happiness. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? That's apropos. The greatest gift that you could ever give to another is your own happiness. For when you are in a state of joy, happiness, or appreciation, you are fully connected to the stream of pure, positive source energy that is truly who you are. And when you are in that state of connection, anything or anyone that you are holding as your object of attention benefits from your attention. So, you know, wow, that's pretty great. What I see with that is the opportunity of our happiness and the opportunity that happiness is to the people around. So let me speak for I, because one of the things that we do at the International Black Summit is we always look into an interest perspective conversation, and we're always looking to see what is that like. So given this context, if I'm happy, and if my greatest gift to give is my happiness, then me providing happiness for myself allows the people around me to get the gift of happiness through me. Not like that's a replacement for their happiness, but it's actually an opportunity for them to bump up against whatever they're creating for themselves. But it has me create an environment for them around them being happy. So that's the thing that I see about that. No one else needs you to do things for them in order for them to be fulfilled. For all of them have the same access to the stream of well-being that you do. Good. That's great. That's actually great. The thing I see about that is that the conversation really is not about me making somebody happy, because they have all they need to have themselves be happy. So the conversation for me is really for me to be happy and for me to have an opportunity to give my gift to other people. And it doesn't say that, but it implies that the opportunity is to keep myself on point and to not spend a whole lot of time worrying about are they happy or not, but focuses on myself being happy, and out of that, that they have the opportunity to be happy as well. Now, the other thing that I wanted to share that I thought was pretty great is every thought moves you closer to or farther away from your point of access. So let's say, for example, that you're on your way to San Diego, and that was your goal, or that was your vision. No, let's say we'll keep it. So that's your goal. Your goal is to get to San Diego. And so in order to get to San Diego, you have to make you have to keep taking steps. Hold on a second. We have another caller on the line. And that caller is probably Clara, 856. You're on the air. Yes. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Good. Habari Ghani.
Habari Ghani. Great, 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 great. Well, we're just we've got a couple people on in the chat room that are listening to us, and just been sharing a little bit on the book "Ask and It Is Given," consistent with the conversation of remembering the gift of life that we have all been given, and the lives that we have created for ourselves. And as we look into 2009. What is that we're looking to align with, and just sharing a little bit on that. So what I was talking about, and I'll just finish the thought, and then I certainly want to hear from you. If we're on the path to San Diego, that's the direction. And I'm actually reading from the book "Ask and It Is Given" from Esther and Jerry Hicks, and it's just as it is easy for you to contemplate a successful trip from Phoenix to San Diego, it will be easy for you to contemplate a successful trip from financial insecurity to financial security, from sickness to wellness, from confusion to clarity. On your trip from Phoenix to San Diego, there will be no major unknowns, for you understand the distance between the two cities. You know where you are along the way, and you understand that moving in the wrong direction means, you understand what moving in the wrong direction means to your success. Once you understand your own emotional guidance system, you will never again be confused about when you are in relationship to where you want to be. So in that light, as we're looking and aligning with what it is that we're up to and what it is that we want to have occur, we have the opportunity to kind of check ourselves and see if we're on track to where we're going. So with that, Clara, what are you looking to create for 2009? What can you align yourself? And what are the gifts that you'll be providing for 2009 for yourself and the world and the universe?
I think one of the strongest gifts that I have is holding intention, noticing or having those intentions manifest themselves. Like, that's a really powerful gift that I have, and I think I share with a lot of other people. I think when one is in alignment, manifestation shows up very quickly.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And the gift that I am is getting clear. I guess the gift is not the intention. It's getting clear on what the intention is. You know, that whole space of clarity. And I guess that's part of my name as well, Clara. Clarity.
Oh, good. Yeah. I had never thought of it that way, but yeah, you're absolutely right on. I got you.
Yeah. The whole space of this being a clearing for things to, show up for what they really are or are intended to be.
Yes.
So that's, you know, that's one thing. And then the other thing I'd like to share is I went to church today, and it was talking about really living a powerful 2009 and living into, you know, your success. And there are, like, things that kind of block that, you know. And one of the things that block things manifesting are procrastination, you know. So, you know, that's a kind of a biggie for people. Mm-hmm. So another thing is pride, you know, when something has occurred and, you know, your pride gets in the way of you moving past it, like putting the past in the past. 60 Minutes just went off as well, and they were going through Barack's career from the beginning of him declaring his presidency till now. In one of the interviews, he was saying that one of the things that's different about him is that all of the things that occur, you know, they're behind you. You know, they've happened, they're done, they're complete, and what there is to do at this point is to move forward and, you know, to live into the fulfillment of your vision, you know, to live into the fulfillment of your intention, you know, to move into that action space. And I thought that was a really powerful statement, and that whole thing, you know, sometimes our pride might stop us, especially you know, not referring to him, but referring to, you know, myself. If I've made a mistake about something, you know, or I didn't do something, let's say I did procrastinate, you know, my pride might not have me move forward. So you just have to get past that and, you know, move on. And there was a scripture, I guess, in Luke in the Bible that talks about, and I had never heard the scripture before, but that when a person is prideful, God resists your blessing. That was deep to me. I was like, whoa, yeah. So I, you know, getting over your pride. Another was, you know, kind of who you associate yourself with. And another aspect that kind of, you know, blocks moving forward or, you know, being your successful self or manifesting yourself was not who you associate yourself with, but being in positions that take away or that might have you go in a wrong path, that take your energy. Take your energy in a particular aspect. So I'm like, you know, all of this information was so right on track for me today. And, you know, the thing is to know, finish, you know, finish what you start. That was kind of the bottom line of the whole message. And, you know, looking at 2009 and moving forward, setting an intention and finishing, you know, start it, finish it, start it, finish it, start it, finish it. And when you have setbacks, recognize them as setbacks and keep it moving.
Interesting. Very powerful. Very powerful. That's great. I actually had, I was actually listening to Joel Olsen this morning. And one of the things that that kind of perked me up was the whole conversation of growing and expanding yourself, reading, you know, taking courses, you know, excelling, preparing yourself. And one of the things that that struck me, he said, was if you spend an hour a day on a particular subject, within 3 years, you will be an expert in that subject. And it was like, oh, yeah. You know, it was like I knew that, but I wasn't present to it. I wasn't, you know, it was a background conversation that he brought to the forefront. And it was like, yeah. That's what I'm up to. That's who I say that I am, and kind of, you know, rededicated myself to, you know, pushing myself forward. So I definitely you know. And then one of the things that I read, excerpts I read out of Asking and Is Given, talked about influencing your dominant thought, and that dominant thought would actually bring the friends that are consistent with that dominant thought, news, articles, magazines, other conversations will begin to come to you, because that dominant thought carries a particular source energy, and that source energy attracts other like forms of energy. So it's interesting, we both have gotten the same conversation from different angles. So given we're creating the new year.
Right. And then I guess the question would be, how do people shape their dominant thoughts? Like what? And how conscious are people about what their dominant thoughts are? So I know it seems to me like people spend a lot of time thinking about what they don't want instead of thinking about what they do want.
Well, that's that San Diego conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're standing in Phoenix and you want to get to San Diego, you need to be taking steps to San Diego. But sometimes our thoughts have us turned around, and we're walking away from our goal rather than towards it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the opportunity is for us to keep our internal reference point such that we could actually keep on track.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we've got someone else joining the call from 773 area code. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Henrietta.
Hey, Henrietta.
Hi. How are you?
How's everyone?
We're good.
Good. I was just listening in.
Oh,
very interesting.
Where are you in relation to remembering the gift of life that we have all been given, and what is it that you're looking to align with for this new year?
I'm looking to align with movement, moving to the next level. And in many ways, not just one thing, but in many ways. That's why I was listening to your conversation about the trip from Arizona to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was, when I was listening to Clara, there was something in her speaking. I'm trying to pull it up, but anyway, it's movement, rather than staying put.
Okay.
Just moving to the next level. I was as you two were discussing church, I was thinking. While I was in church today, I was thinking, God, do I go into this or this or this or this? And these are all things that I've been in before. And so when Clara said something about that's all behind you, all of the things that have already occurred,
mm-hmm.
I would like to move to the next level. And maybe it's not in any of those things, because I was thinking that there's another level to the things I've already done. The things that I've done, you said an hour a day for 3 years. I've done that with so many different things,
mm-hmm.
that I was like, okay, well, will I go into music? Will I go into another part of the beauty industry? I'm not really sure. And so, but all of them are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of them, I should say, are okay. And I would enjoy it and align with it. as long as it's the next level.
Gotcha.
No. I was looking at the question where it says, how will you align? How will you align in 2009? And that's, you know, it's like, how do you do it? Is the question that I have.
Okay.
How? You know.
How will you align?
Yeah.
We have a 916, I believe that's a Terry out there. You're welcome to come on the air. Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I was just listening in. I just wanted to see what you guys were talking about on the show tonight.
Okay. Well, you can.
Yeah, I don't have any sound on my computer, so I decided to call.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, I'm glad you did. And the topic for tonight is remembering the gift of life that we have all been given, and
mm-hmm.
the lives we have created for ourselves, and what will you align for the new year, for this new year?
Okay.
Well, jump in whenever, you know, get the opportunity.
Okay.
Anything else about, you're welcome. Anything else for you, Henrietta, around?
No, I can listen.
You know, there's something very powerful about this conversation of looking forward and not looking backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was a show or something I was listening to today or in the last couple of days, and they said the same thing. It was like, it's not about looking backwards, it's about looking forward,
right?
You know, going forward, you know, because whatever has occurred, it's in the
mm-hmm.
past, and it's not relevant or relative to, you know, what it is that's available in the future. And I just thought, you know, there's something about 2009, you know, like what, you know, you're asking about the conversation, what are you aligned with? What are you aligning with? And, you know, we were talking about that whole dominant, conversation, the dominant thought and being able to provide that dominant thought that now creates that source energy that brings us the things that we have consistent with that dominant thought. So anything else for you, Clara?
I was kind of getting back to, I guess, Henrietta's question of how do you align, and I would answer that question for myself. I really think it's about the noticing, you know, really being conscious about what's going on around you, what the various choices that that you have, you know, just kind of being more conscious about knowing that you. I think we know when we're in the flow. I guess that's one way to say it. We know when we're in the flow. And when you're really in the flow, it's like everything seems to happen, and it seems to happen effortlessly. To me, that's like being in the presence of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So that's, yeah, so that, There's definitely the conversation of flow. There's also the conversation of bumping up against, because that's also that's something that also helps define the highs and the lows or the valleys, the ebbs and the flow. Because I know for myself, when I'm bumping up against, I make a declaration, and when I make that declaration, what occurs is all the places where I'm not that declaration.
Mm.
Like that's the first wave, And so that way it gets me in touch with all of the areas that I want to shore up so that I can create that commitment, that I can be that commitment, that I can own that commitment fully. So the first wave of it for me is a bump up against where I'm not, as an opportunity or possibility of taking it somewhere else.
To where it could be.
Yeah, to where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm on my way to San Diego, and I see a valley, or I see the desert, or I see, you know, whatever. So I've now got to do something with that. I've got to negotiate that to keep going, you know. So I have to. So for example, if there's a desert, then I need to prepare myself by making sure I have adequate water, because there's not going to be any water in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to prepare myself for the journey, for this part of the journey, and I have to, you know, prepare myself. And so there may be things that I don't have that I need to have to be successful on the trip to San Diego. So, anyway. That's what I said about that. And this is the International Black Summit talk show. We are on every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our website is www.blacksummit.org. And we're having a conversation of what will you align with for this new year, 2009. Good. So, ladies, anything else for you? What else do you see in this alignment conversation?
Nothing else for me in the alignment conversation, but I did want to say this year the summit is going to London, England, and I'm really excited about that. So if people are interested hanging out with us and exploring, you know, their visions for their community in a little bit more detail, they're welcome to join us. And the early bird registration is going to end 12/31, a couple of days. So people can get in on the lowest rate for attending the conference, which I think is really reasonable. It's only like $150
mm-hmm.
registered, which is unheard of for a conference.
Yeah.
So
and $100 for seniors.
Yeah, and there's a family rate as well. But if you go on the website that Glenn talked about, www.blacksummit.org, you can register up through the end of this year at that rate, and then it goes up after that time. So I just wanted to share that as well.
Alrighty.
I'm aligning with relocation.
Relocation,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And any place in particular that you're looking to?
New York. New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm. New York, Baltimore, New York, you know, east, I should say east, but New York or Baltimore specifically. New York or Baltimore.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. And what are you, is that like a job-related something that you're looking to do with that or something?
Well,
else?
Yes. Yeah.
Career?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that is yet.
Okay.
That's perfect. I just turned to I'm reading from the book Ask, and it is given by Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Okay.
And when you spoke, I turned to this particular page, the three steps to whatever you want to be, do, or have.
Okay.
The creative process is conceptually a simple one. It consists of just three steps. Step number one, your work, the work that you have to do. You ask. Step number two, which is not your work, the answer is given. Step number three, your work again. The answer which has been given must be received or allowed. You have to let it in.
Okay.
Now, it's got more details around that, but you get the gist.
Right. Clear the path.
So you have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is given to you. And then, depending on the answer which is given to you, you must receive it or allow it, allow for it. You know, you must allow to let it in. So you put it out there, you get the answer, and then you receive it or allow it, or allow it to occur. One of the excerpts that I read earlier was talking about expecting. If you're not expecting it, then you can't allow for it.
Okay.
So it's just an interesting context there. Have whatever you want it to be or do. Yeah, you're welcome.
If you're not expecting it, you can't allow for it.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Right.
So we're back to setting the being clear about the intention, huh?
Absolutely, because it's all out of the intention, because that intention is the backdrop of the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So once you become clear, then that which is attracted to you is also intentional or consistent with that particular intention, which is also that dominant thought that you're now being the clearing for. You're being clearing for it, and it's being a clearing for you.
Cool. So one of the things I guess I'm going to do, or I should say one of my plans for 2009 is this Black History Social, and I was working on it today, and it was really, you know, interesting how it was evolving for me.
Mm-hmm.
What it's about is just having a forum where people can come together, and if you don't know anything at all, by the time you leave, you'll know some things, and it'll be fun. So that was my intention several years ago when I started doing it in California, and now I'm here in Jersey, and there's not a lot of I'm not finding a lot of Black culture in the area where I'm living, so I'm like, okay, this would be great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a missing for me last year, so I said, well, just create it and do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
Bring the culture,
because
mm-hmm. you're here now. And so I'm really excited about it. But I noticed that this whole idea of creation, you know, creating new things that reflect who I am culturally keep coming up. So that's the answer I've been given. So I'm receiving it, and I'm, you know, moving that forward.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, we've got about a minute remaining. Good. Anything else for you, Clara?
Oh, that was me, Henrietta.
I know that was you. Right? Was there anything else?
Oh no, I'm complete.
Okay. Cool. Henrietta. Anything else for you?
No, I don't think so. I'm complete. Yeah.
Complete?
Okay. Yes.
Great. Well,
thank you. Just I want to say thank you for those three steps too.
Listen, it's I'm clear that I'm just being a vessel.
Okay.
This book is a book that I've read and what it's telling me is that it's time for me to reread it.
Okay.
And be in touch with what its points are. And as I said, you spoke and I open up the page, and that's the page I open up to. So
okay.
It was no accident.
Cool.
So I'm just allowing. I'm allowing your energy and your intention to be fulfilled.
Yes, thank you.
You know, so you're asking, and that was part of the giving.
Okay.
So it's all wonderful. It's all wonderful and good. And I want to thank Terry for phoning in, and even though she's back on the internet listening, and, you know, thank you for joining us. And with that, we're off the air. Thank you so much. That was a lot of fun, you guys.
Thank you.
I was stretching it, and so it's much easier when they're co-hosts on there.
Don't we know it?
Absolutely. So thank you so much.
I want to thank you for you know, for stepping up and stepping in and you know, and hosting this evening. You know, like being the man and being of service, being you, being the distinction service is just phenomenal. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank
you. Very welcome. My pleasure. It's all part of the bigger picture of things, right?
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
Wonderful. Cool.
All right, gang.
All right. Good night.
Peace and love.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.